Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, two of Britain's biggest trade unions have criticised the Prime Minister Keir Starmer's plans to cut winter fuel payments to more than 10 million pensioners right across the UK. And this announcement comes ahead of a Westminster vote on the issue this evening. And elsewhere, the British government's Domestic Abuse Commissioner says victims of violence will be having sleepless nights ahead of a planned mass release of prisoners tomorrow, a high proportion of whom are said to be domestic abusers. Well, for the latest, we're joined by Whitehall editor with the Financial Times, Lucy Fisher. Lucy, thank you for joining us this morning. We'll start on winter fuel, and the trade unions, as I mentioned, there are very irked at this because from their point of view, they've been waiting 14 years for a Labour Prime Minister. 2 months in, they're already attacking him. He hasn't had much of a honeymoon, has he?
Well, no, in a sense. And I've been very struck in particular that we've seen three newly elected MPs back a motion urging the government to delay this policy. Normally, you expect kind of new MPs to be ultra cautious and keen to impress party bosses. So I think the fact that three Labour newbies have got behind this move is striking. And now there's talk of potentially tens of Labour MPs, up to 50, abstaining on the vote tomorrow. Not a full-blown revolt in which they vote against it, but still refusing to sort of turn up and be counted, which I think shows how much pressure Labour is under.
But Lucy, because of Keir Starmer's majority, he's not overly worried about that, perhaps. I mean, he's prepared to stand his ground in the face of those abstentions.
Well, look, you know, I think you're right in terms of the raw parliamentary arithmetic. There's not a suggestion he could be blocked, but people coming out and publicly criticising this move, you know, both from the Commons. We've had, you know, reports, you know, the FT revealed that a private meeting of Labour peers last week, drew light on some severe criticism of this policy. You've had the likes of former Shadow Chancellor for Labour, Ed Ball, saying that the government needs an escape route. And now this morning, Dame Diana Johnson, a Labour minister, sort of indicating that this policy could be softened. There's more than one way to apply pressure to the government. And even if it's not via a vote, I think we're seeing that being brought to bear.
And the Tory assertion on this, that Keir Starmer had a choice. He had a choice between increasing pay, and they say he caved into the trade unions on pay, and that's why he now has to cut the fuel allowance for pensioners. Is that cutting through, would you say?
I think it has been quite a canny attack line. We saw it sort of, you know, rolled out last week at PMQs from Rishi Sunak, who said he's sort of, you know, decided to, you know, do over the pensioners in order to reward train drivers. And that is a line that's been taken up by many other Tory MPs who say that this is a cruel policy. In some ways, it's a gift to the Conservatives. You know, traditionally, pensioners, older voters, have been their core demographic. There's, you know, we saw many older voters actually switch to Labour in the last general election. So the Tories will be looking at this as a key moment to try and win back some support from, you know, their sort of core cohort.
And his argument, Keir Starmer's argument, is that the state pension increases, which will be in place by next spring, will far outstrip these cuts that are coming. Now, if he's right there, why would he bother doing it? Because he's not going to make the savings that he says he needs to make.
Well, of course, you know, he would argue that, you know, if he kept this in place, as well as raising the state pension in line with the triple lock, this is the mechanism that means the state pension rises by whichever is highest of inflation, average wage growth, or 2.5%, then obviously it would be, you know, another £1.5 billion on top of that. That's the saving the Treasury thinks they will make from scrapping the winter fuel payment from 10 million pensioners. But there is, you know, campaigners say 1.6 million pensioners who will fall below the poverty line but are nonetheless not eligible for pension credit. They're just beyond the threshold, who they are very concerned about being impacted by this move.
Mm-hmm. So this other difficult decision that I mentioned there at the beginning, the decision to release thousands of prisoners earlier, this is happening tomorrow. Now, when you have the UK's Domestic Abuse Commissioner, so advisor to the government, warning about the impact on survivors, this is a very serious situation too for the Labour Party government.
Well, absolutely. So we're going to see 1,700 prisoners freed on Tuesday when the government's new early release scheme comes into effect. And there has been this warning from Nicole Jacobs, the domestic abuse commissioner, warning that about a high proportion of those people being released are domestic abusers, you know, and warning the impact that will have on their victims, a third of whom, she says, are unsupported and will no doubt be having sleepless nights ahead of that moment tomorrow.
Because the probation service have said in many cases they haven't had enough time to prepare for this. And Keir Starmer, as a former prosecutor, this would put him in a very difficult position if even a handful of those people who are released commit offences on their early release.
Well, absolutely. And initially, Keir Starmer, Shabana Mahmood, the Justice Secretary, had sought to give assurances that, you know, you wouldn't see people, you know, guilty of violent, serious violent offences or sexual offences released. But there are, you know, clearly offenders for a host of other very grave crimes who will be part of the early release scheme tomorrow. And what's quite worrying is that the Ministry of Justice has said it's unable to calculate the number of domestic abusers who will be among that group.
And overall, I mean, Keir Starmer trying to blame all of this on the mess that he inherited. Voters will turn sour very quickly on that message. I mean, you don't get away with it for long in politics, do you?
I think that's right. And interestingly, you know, the speech he gave in the Rose Garden a couple of weeks ago, it already felt quite a long time after the general election to be sort of trying to make the argument, blaming the Tories for sort of the rotten society, how that had fed into, as he framed it, that the riots we saw over the summer. We know that ministers, including Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, as she gears up for the budget and the first part of the spending review on October the 30th, will be trying to hammer home this message that, you know, there's a £22 billion fiscal black hole inherited from the Tories and all sorts of other policy and funding problems. But as you say, you know, the further away that the election recedes into the distance, the more the voters will want the government to own the problems with the state.
But you don't foresee any major issues for Labour this evening on this vote on the winter fuel allowance, Lucy. That's the bottom line here, by virtue of the numbers.
I don't. So the voters tomorrow, what we will see tonight is Rachel Reeves addressing the Parliamentary Labour Party. Let's see if she sort of follows up on these sort of intriguing remarks from a minister on the morning media round today, suggesting that this policy could be softened. It sounds like there could be some movement, but even if there's not, I think the vote tomorrow will certainly pass easily.
Lucy, thank you very much for your time. Once again, Lucy Fisher there, Whitehall editor with the Financial Times. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.